Four B's podcasts are sponsored by the Isle of Wight Foundation, helping to tackle social inclusion on the island through their annual grant giving programme. Find out more on the Island Roads website.
Hello everyone, welcome to Callum's Creature Facts, and this week we'll be talking about star-nosed moles. The star-nosed mole has one of the most uniquely specialised noses in the animal kingdom. It has a small, stout, streamlined mammal with 22 pink fleshy tentacles radiating from the nose in a star-like pattern. The soft, short fur is brownish black, or black and lighter on the belly. They have concealed ears, tiny eyes, and a long, scaly tail with coarse hairs. The heavy-built forelimbs support enlarged, broad feet and large claws that point outwards to aid in digging underground tunnels. Star-nosed moles are found in a variety of habitats with moist soil, including woods, bogs, marshes, and fields, frequently adjacent to water and in higher elevations. Their diet consists of earthworms and aquatic insects. That's their primary food, but occasionally they also eat snails, crayfish, small amphibians and fish. Star-nosed moles can identify and eat food, well, bugs mostly, in less than 2 tenths of a second, taking a mere 8 milliseconds to decide whether an item is edible or not. They perform this feat in part due to the extremely efficient operation of their nervous system, which convey information from the environment to the animal's brain at speeds approaching the physiological limit of neurons. At the centre of the star organ is a small area called the touch fovea that the mole uses for all its most detailed explorations. Although the mole's actual eyes are essentially useless, the touch fovea is neurologically organised in a way that is strikingly similar to the organisation of a highly developed visual system. As the mole moves through its environment, it constantly shifts the star to reposition the fovea on areas of interest, similar to how we shift our eyes while reading the words printed on a book. Well, that's all we have for this week. Tune in next week, where we'll be talking about king cobras.